the Kirtland Warbler is alive and well on Camp Grayling Military Reservation. According to Colonel Ivan Gwilt, the post commander, millions of dollars have been spent studying the little yellow birds which face extinction. Only 208 pairs have survived the onslaught of the modern-day world and their declining natural habitat. The DNR and state and federal biologists have tried to move the birds from the reservation to state property east of Roscommon, but to no avail. The birds seem to be just plain stubborn. Colonel Gwilt says they seem to like noise, or maybe the military. The migratory birds winter over in the Bahamas on an Air Force bombing run site. Summers are spent around the sounds of helicopters and artillery fire at Camp Grayling. Logistically, the birds are a nuisance to maneuvers on the training site. Every year from May 1st to mid-August, thousands of acres must be closed for their nesting time. An interesting fact, while the military reservation is used for troop training, it is also managed by the DNR as a wildlife preserve. The Kirtland warblers and their feathered and furred friends, ironically enough, can feel safe on this bit of northern Michigan. From Camp Grayling with the Michigan National Guard, this is Lieutenant Joan Sheridan for WMUK News.